All is quiet in Jacksonville today following a decision by a grand jury not to indict Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. With chaos in the streets in the St. Louis suburbs and demonstrations taking place nationally, there are currently no plans for protests in Jacksonville. There is a prayer vigil scheduled for Mount Emory Baptist Church at 426 South Church tomorrow night. That's at 7 p.m. Eric Robinson, the president of Jacksonville's NAACP, says he anticipated the decision made by the grand jury.
The reason that I wasn't surprised is because of the way the case was presented, interpretations of the law. When you get a good attorney, he can either make an innocent person guilty or a guilty person innocent.
Robinson says he was unable to go down to Ferguson due to other commitments. He says based on his observations, he doesn't believe what's happening there is the work of people from the area.
I really do not believe that it was inside agitators. I believe it was formed by outside agitators who were just waiting for this opportunity to kick off.
Almost immediately after the decision was announced last night, police cars were destroyed, buildings set ablaze, and dozens of people arrested. The unrest in Ferguson was met by officers in riot gear, armored personnel carriers, and tear gas. Demonstrations took place in Chicago, New York, and other major cities.
This is Kathy Schnickelke with People's Bank and Trust in Whitehall, where you will find a banker committed to getting to know you and understanding your financial needs. We can help you with all of your banking needs, checking, savings, or finding the perfect home loan. Banking is easier with our expert consumer bankers who offer the sound advice and the personal service that you deserve. I want to be your banker in Whitehall, and we also have consumer bankers in 9 other locations for your convenience. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
In a follow-up story by our reporting partners at WICS ABC News Channel 20, Garrett Berninger spoke with Shaquille Berry, the half-brother of alleged shooter Avery Berry, on what he says happened the night 24-year-old Marcus Jackson was shot and killed in October. Berninger also talked with Jacksonville Police Lieutenant Rodney Cox on the violence which has stemmed from the murder, as well as the latest details on the search for the shooter.
Shaquille Berry was fighting with Marcus Jackson when the fatal shots were fired.
So Marcus is lying on the ground.
I have my leg like this.
Okay, and then you hear shots.
Yeah, and I hear, watched him lay on his back and I just took off running.
Police say it was 19-year-old Avery Berry who pulled the trigger, Shaquille's half-brother. Shaquille claims that's not the case.
Like I told the police, Avery wasn't even there from the first punch of the fight. I never saw Avery. When I got to fighting with Gerald, Avery was nowhere to be found. When I got to fighting with Marcus, Avery was nowhere to be found.
Police say the murder has resulted in 2 related shootings, one last Saturday at Jackson's old home on North Diamond, and another last Monday at the same house on North Fayette where the murder happened and where we found Shaquille Berry.
Both families or people claiming to be with the families were involved in both those, we believe, both those shootings. For the Saturday shooting, yes, we have a person of interest that we want to talk to. Monday night shooting, no, we do not. We've heard a name, but there's nothing to tie that person to the area or there that night right now.
In the meantime, Avery Berry is still on the run, pursued by U.S. Marshals. His half-brother says he doesn't know where he is.
No, I haven't talked to him at all, but he's my brother. I love him to death, and I'm still going to be by his side regardless of anything.
And as the search for Avery Berry and the open shooting cases continue, police are worried the violence will too.
So I hope there's no more shootings, but I would be lying if I said that there's not going to be.
And we thank WICS for that story. A Jacksonville man has pleaded not guilty to aggravated discharge of a firearm charges. 29-year-old Mario Jackson of the 800 block of North Clay entered the plea in Morgan County Court this morning. Police say Jackson fired a handgun in the street at several people in connection to a nearby disturbance in the 200 block of East Beecher on November 13th. Reports indicate Jackson then went into a residence and was ordered to come out by police. A subsequent search warrant revealed a discharged handgun in the trash can in the house. According to the testimony this morning, police say it was Jackson's gun. Jackson has a prior felony weapon conviction from 2005. He reportedly claimed someone else fired the gun. Jackson's next court appearance is January 7th. He's being represented by public defender Tom Piper. Farmers of West Central Illinois will be able to enjoy Thanksgiving on Thursday, knowing the harvest is virtually wrapped up. USDA crop statistician Mark Schleusner has the latest numbers on the corn harvest.
Harvest is just about done. For corn, we show it at 97% complete. That compares to 98% 1 year ago and 92% for the five-year average. So yes, there is some corn left to harvest, but really not very much.
The USDA Crop Progress Report shows corn in the West Southwest District is at 99% complete, and Schleusner says the soybeans are just about in the books as well.
It should be just about done. I saw a few tiny little pockets, portions of fields, but while we never measured it all the way up to 100% complete, we stopped asking that question right about the time producers were finishing up all of that harvest.
Schleusner says he anticipates having final results for corn and soybeans on January 12, 2015. Local topsoil moisture was 2% short, 78% adequate, and 20% surplus, and subsoil was 1% short, 90% adequate, and 9% surplus. Temperatures and rainfall were both down for the week in Illinois. That's according to Schleusner.
Last week was really quite cold. Average temperature was 27.9 degrees. That's 13 degrees below normal. Precipitation was just over 1/4 inch average around the state, and that's more than 1/3 inch below normal for this week.
Farmers across the state saw an average of around 4.5 days of suitable field work for the week. The executive director of the state's College Board is warning Illinois schools to prepare for significant cuts in state funding when Bruce Rauner becomes governor. James Applegate wrote an email to college presidents following a meeting with Rauner's budget transition team, telling the schools that funding cuts of up to 30% could be coming in the next 18 months. Rauner takes the reins of Illinois government in early January, just as a temporary income tax hike is set to expire, an event that would create a $2 billion hole in the current budget and subtract $4 billion from the budget that would kick in during July.
Leaves are falling and so are the temperatures. I'm Colleen Doyle, and you should call my dad, the Irish plumber, to get your house ready to face old man winter. Call the pros at Doyle Plumbing and Heating. They can get your heating system up and running right, so you can enjoy the warmth of home this winter. Doyle Plumbing and Heating, the oldest and most trusted company for heating in the Jacksonville area. And if you see Patrick, tell him to get ready for leaf breaking.
Doss Family Funeral Homes, for families who care.
Some people prefer traditional funeral services, others prefer cremation. Some want an elaborate ceremony, others don't want one at all. Doss Family Funeral Home offers all types of services because we know there are all types of people. At Doss, we try to meet the needs of everyone, so stop by or give us a call today.
Doss Family Funeral Homes, for families who care.
We now have the following death and funeral announcements to bring to your attention this afternoon. Gary Rooster Shelton, age 55, of Jacksonville, died Saturday at Prairie Village Healthcare Center in Jacksonville. Gary Rooster Shelton. Arrangements are pending at Williamson Funeral Home in Jacksonville. James T. King, age 90, of rural Meridosha, died Sunday at Memorial Medical Center in Springfield. James T. King. Funeral arrangements are pending at Williamson Funeral Home in Jacksonville. Barbara Six, age 88, of Jacksonville, died Sunday at Prairie Village Healthcare Center in Jacksonville. Barbara Six. Private family services will be held at a later date. Buchanan and Cody Funeral Home in Jacksonville is in charge of arrangements. Joe Allen Rubel, age 70, of Pittsfield, died Sunday at Memorial Medical Center in Springfield. Joe Allen Rubel. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday at Dawes Family Funeral Home in Winchester, with burial at Winchester City Cemetery. The family will greet friends from 10 a.m. Wednesday until the time of service at the funeral home. Alan D. Smith, age 62, of rural Tallulah, died Monday at his home. Alan D. Smith. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. Friday at the Buchanan and Cody Funeral Home in Virginia, with burial at Walnut Ridge Cemetery in Virginia. The family will meet friends at the funeral home from 10 a.m. Friday until the time of services, In lieu of flowers, memorials are suggested to the Tallulah Rescue Squad. Jerry Dean Brockhouse, age 61 of Jacksonville, died Sunday at Blessing Hospital in Quincy. Jerry Dean Brockhouse. A funeral service will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday at Our Redeemer Lutheran Church with burial at Winchester City Cemetery. The family will meet friends from 4 to 6 p.m. Friday at the Buchanan and Cody Funeral Home. And Betty L. Tribble, age 88 of Jacksonville, died Monday at her home. Betty L. Tribble. A funeral service will be held at 11 a.m. Friday at the Buchanan and Cody Funeral Home in Jacksonville with burial at Diamond Grove Cemetery. The family will meet friends from 10 to 11 a.m. prior to the services. A full look at your forecast is coming up next. A reminder, bulletin news is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.